For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is freshman forward Lindsay Featherstone from Woodbury, Minnesota. And last weekend, last Wednesday, your team played a non-conference game at St. Cloud State. How weird was it to play a WCHA rival in a non-conference game?
Yeah, it was definitely weird. Obviously, there was no points involved, but it still counts for our overall standing. So I think it would have been great to get the W, but it's okay. We can always come back against the Gophers.
You had 4 shots on that. That's a career high for you so far. What was it like getting that many shots?
It was good. I knew with, obviously, Kiki and Claire out, they're both pretty irreplaceable. And so I know Abby Haluska, who was one of my line mates, just kept saying to get shots, and I just kept trying to get shots and put it on net whenever I could, and it ended up working out for a couple times.
Well, with Kiki, Summer, and Claire out on that Wednesday night game, how important was it for your team to have the weekend off from play?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely for them to be able to regroup and get better and heal. So, I'm grateful that they were able to, and I'm happy that they're back in the lineup.
How did you spend your Thanksgiving?
I spent my Thanksgiving getting my Christmas tree, and my little brothers and I went to Petco with our dog to get him Christmas toys, and we got him a bib that said, "Get your jingle on," so I loved it.
Sounds like a great Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You and sophomore forward Jacqueline Casa, both played for Hill Murray High School before you came to BSU. How much did that help you coming in your first year here, knowing that you had Jack already here at BSU?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Obviously, just having a familiar face in the locker room the first couple days, and she brings me back and forth from school over breaks, so it's just nice to have someone that I'm already close to.
All right. Your first career goal came back the first weekend of play against Syracuse. It was also your first game. It was game 2 of the season. Do you remember how that goal played out? They always say that you never forget that first goal, but
yeah,
do you?
I just kind of remember Riley passing it out front and just kind of hitting it, trying to go back post, and it ended up working out. I didn't even know it really went in until Lydia came up and hugged me, but yeah.
How good was it to get that first goal away off your back?
It was good. It was good. Everyone always says that the first one's the hardest, so that was good. And I was able to do it in front of some family that I hadn't seen in a while, so that was awesome.
Well, this weekend, your team takes on the Minnesota Gophers down at Ritter Arena. You being a Minnesota native, grew up here, obviously in the cities, probably grew up watching the Gophers. What's it going to mean to be able to play on their rink against them?
Yeah, I'm excited. I've always grown up going to the Gopher games. Obviously, Woodbury Hockey Association tries to get their youth girls team out there. But to be playing against them on their home ice is great, and playing in front of friends and family is awesome. So I hope that we're able to come out on top.
What would it mean for you as a freshman to get a goal or even get a win against the Gopher squad?
Oh, it would be unbelievable. Like I said, I'm a cities girl, and I grew up going to watch them. So I'd be able to play against them and beat them and even score, like you said. That would be great.
Well, you're going to be playing against some familiar faces. What's that going to be like?
It'll be weird. Like I said, like a player like Grace Zumwinkle and I grew up playing together since we were in like sixth grade, I think. So she's obviously an unbelievable player, and that'll be fun to play against her. And Taylor Wente, grew up playing with her. And then obviously Emily Brown, we just played against each other, but it's definitely a rivalry.
It'll be fun. There's some incredible freshmen in the WCHA this year. I know I asked Paige Beebe the same question, but what's it like playing in the WCHA and week in and week out? You're playing against players that you may have seen in Minnesota high school action.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Obviously, it shows just how far the women's game has come, the fact that freshmen are really stepping up and making this big of a difference in such a great league. So that's exciting for me.
All right, some fun questions. Okay. A couple weekends ago when we swept St. Cloud, we got to stop at an ice cream shop. What flavor of ice cream is your favorite?
Okay, well, my favorite is brownie cookie dough from Dairy Queen, to be specific. But I ended up getting a Oreo milkshake that night.
Yum. Favorite TV show?
Suits.
Okay. Outside of hockey, what's your favorite thing about Bemidji?
I like the lake. We went canoeing earlier this summer.
Oh, fun. Okay. If you could have any job, what would it be?
Well, my dream job would maybe be like pharmaceutical sales, so I'll go with that.
Okay. Favorite movie?
Creed. I like the Rocky movies.
Wow. Okay. We'll have to remember that one for a road trip.
Yep.
Well, Lindsay, good luck this weekend and enjoy the rest of your freshman season. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.